Kelly Graves joins us. How are you and the family doing this holiday season, Coach?
Steve, we're doing great. It's good to be back with you. I'm a little bit tired today. We had a day off, finally. It's been a whirlwind. I mean, you mentioned the three games in 4 days, but go back to last weekend. We had a game up in Portland, and then we traveled to Baylor, got back Sunday night. Monday, the kids had finals. So Monday through Friday, and then we played Friday night, Saturday afternoon, and then last night. So, you know, they're the ones that, man, they've got to be tired. So I know they really needed the day off. Earned it.
You know, outside, I guess, of a tournament, it's rare to go through that gauntlet. But physically, mentally, what about how your team held up? Because I'll tell you what, when it mattered, you won all three second halves, and more importantly, every fourth quarter.
Yeah, I'm glad you noticed that. I agree. We showed some real toughness, some resiliency. Didn't always play our best. And the first two games especially, they could have gone either way late. And we just found a way. You know, Portland State actually, I think, built a 6-point lead third quarter. But we found a way to get by and thrive, like you said, in the fourth quarter. So the team really showed me something. I'm really proud of them. You know, we could have used, you know, lots of different excuses, but we didn't. And they found a way.
You know, I want to hit on this legacy series. Southern University here, you were in Baton Rouge last year. I'm just curious as to kind of the whole concept, how it came about, because it's really awesome. And, you know, to acknowledge the important history and contribution from the HBCU schools.
Yeah, well, you know, the Pac-12, you know, they've had a tough year. But one of the good things that we did last year was, you know, they came up with this little series. We don't have a series with another conference. You know, you've got the SEC, ACC Challenger, Big Ten Challenge, all of those. And we were looking for something, and we just, this was a great idea. When we went to Southern last year down in Baton Rouge, it was seriously one of the most memorable experiences I've had as an opponent. We got to, you know, meet a lot of their, you know, leaders in their at their university. We learned the history. We walked through and got a tour of campus. After the game, we had amazing, amazing food, and we ate with the other team, you know, and the other coaches, and it was a great experience. They unfortunately were delayed yesterday and didn't get in till late the night before, and you know, they got in so late they didn't want to do, you know, that same kind of thing with us. But we were able to meet with or eat with Southern after the game, and a lot of those were the same players, so they had a chance to reconnect, and it was a great experience. I honestly think we might solve some of the world's problems if after games the two teams just kind of ate together, you know.
I like that idea.
Yeah, it was great, and it was great for me to reconnect with our coaching staff as well. So, yeah, one of the things the Pac-12 did right in the last year or so.
Well put. You know, speaking of your staff, you have a new face over the summer with Sadie Edwards departing. You hired Trey Simmons, and for basketball fans, you might remember he was a key cog on Washington's Sweet 16 team going way back to 05, Brandon Roy, Nate Robinson. What could you tell us about, you know, what he brings to the table as a young coach?
A lot of coolness. He is cool like I'm not, and he's very knowledgeable. Very soft-spoken, but, you know, he's one of those E.F. Hutton types. When he speaks, people listen. This was actually his scout, and I thought he did a great job. He's done a few of them now, and he's right on the money. But he's just got a good mind. He loves working kids out. I think he and Chance have developed a nice relationship, and she spends time with him on game days, and they get extra shots and stuff. He's just he's a great guy, and you know, he has a nonprofit that he, you know, that he still has and runs out of Seattle. I mean, he's a Seattle guy. He's a Husky. But he's really jumped in and become a great Duck. He was a high school coach when I first met him. And actually, he coached Katie Fiso, one of our incoming recruits next year. And they won a couple of state championships. And so he was on Brandon Roy's boys' staff for many, many years. They're buddies. And anyway, it was just a great fit. And there we go. You know, and I think he's got a great future in our business.
Talking hoops with Coach Graves, I know when you and your team hit the recruiting trail hard. I'm curious, you know, all of a sudden March 2nd, it's going to be the final Pac-12 regular season game. So as you're out there talking with potential Ducks beyond all the program and this university and this town have to offer, does the conversation with player and parents turn to the new conference and how different that's going to be with any frequency?
Yeah, it does. We've already seen that a little bit. You know, this fall, we obviously knew that we were going in next year, so it came up. I don't think it'll really change. I mean, we're a national recruiter. It might help us, actually. Now we literally will have games on the East Coast, but no, it's going to be a tremendous conference. I mean, the big difference for me is going to be, obviously the travel and things like that, but, you know, in the Pac-12, we have some arenas that, quite frankly, are empty. You know, when you play, when you go down there and play, most of the Big Ten conference schools in women's basketball draw really well. There's going to be a real home court advantage at most places, and I'm actually looking forward to that. You know, I love going into a place when there's a big crowd, a lot of people care. So, yeah, I think with recruits, that's going to definitely be a selling point. But we're still, us in Washington. USC, UCLA, I mean, we're going to be fighting over those West Coast recruits that want to play in the best conference in the country.
You know, when you and I talked in late October, we were excited about Peyton Scott, who did a lot for the Red Hawks at Ohio. Her game was kind of varied. She hit the three, and 5 minutes into the season, we learned she's lost for the year. And I think, Coach, a lot of times media, fans, they do that next player up mentality, but you know, this is a young woman who uprooted her life to come here. So what kind of a blow was that, and just how is she doing recovering from that knee injury?
Well, it was crushing. You know, we didn't have a lot of depth going into the season, and certainly at that position, and to lose someone with her experience and obviously accolades really hurt. You know, she's a baller, and you just feel for her, because you know, she's one of those that lives the game and loves the game. She is a basketball player. Now, she's also a great student, a great kid, but had surgery a couple of days ago. Her mother's out here and helping her through it for about 10 days or so. And if you've been to our games the last couple, she was there, you know, right off surgery, man. She was out there, and everybody had a chance to go over and, you know, just high five her and hug her and all that stuff. I think she's a real inspiration to the rest of the team. But she's still, her voice is still there. She's talking to the young ones, and we do have a very, very young team, and they're I think relying on her a lot. I think she's been able to help Chance and certainly Kennedy at that point guard spot. But that was a huge loss for us. But you know what? You just said, people say next person up. But we wish her the best, and she'll be back. She's going to come back next year.
That's great.
That's a great thing.
Another new face from Jesuit, the McDonald's All-American, Sophia Bell. I mean, you could see the common growing pains, especially with her shot. But she's been playing heavy minutes from day one. What about how she's doing, kind of finding her way? And, you know, minutes-wise especially, shouldering a pretty big burden.
Well, she's been our best defender all year long. We call her the deflector. I do anyway, because she just gets a hand on so many basketballs. So at the defensive end, absolutely no complaints. You know, like you said, she's just struggling a little bit with her shot, and it comes and goes. You know, and as a freshman, they go through those ups and downs. Unlike most teams, though, you don't always have to rely on freshmen to play those huge minutes, but we do with her. So she'll work her way through it, and we have a ton of confidence in her. I think she got a chance to be a really, really good basketball player, And, you know, so, yeah, we're all pulling for her. And it was good to see one of those go in last night. I think you could see a big sigh of relief with her and some of her teammates. But she'll make a huge difference for us. If she can continue to stroke it, you know, I'll tell you, that really opens up that inside for Philly and Grace, who have been doing a great job around the basket. But the key will get tighter and tighter if we don't start knocking down some from the outside. I got confidence that she will.
Couple final thoughts for Coach Grave. I guess my theme is the newbies, the 6'3" frontliner, Sarah Rambis, 4-star recruit. She's been in every game. You know, the minutes have fluctuated. The past two games, we've seen her crash the boards, defend the paint. What about the start she's off to as another important freshman?
Oh, man, I think she's doing great. She's been one of the real bright spots. Had a huge night at Nevada, 17 points. And then, you know, she's just, unfortunately, we're really deep inside, so she's not going to get a ton of minutes, but she's earning more and more. I just like her. I like her ability to face up and knock down the 15, 17-footer. I think in time she's going to be able to step out the three-point line and become a valuable asset there. She's got a real nose for the ball. You know, she makes some typical freshman mistakes, but I'm telling you, she's got a bright future. I like her, and she's got a little bit of toughness, and we need it, and she provides it.
You know, I guess I might as well finish with the first-year players. After that nice win against Southern, you talked about Eula Chamberlain. I guess she was all-conference, all-state when she was at South Medford. Then she went off to San Diego, Weber State. To be honest, I had not heard much about her. Well, what could you tell us about her game as she's another kind of playing a role, having found her way into every game you've had this year?
Well, you know, South Medford High School has been one of the best programs in the state over the last 20, 25 years. I bet they've had, you know, 15 to 20 Division I players out of there. She's the all-time leading scorer. I didn't know that. She was a student on campus all year last year, and her coach just called me and said, hey, you know, you've got somebody on your campus that's a pretty good player. And I looked her stats up, and she averaged 10.5 at Weber State and as a freshman, and so, yeah, we reached out to her. She played a little bit with us in the spring and then, you know, did well. The team liked her, and so we scholarshiped her. And you know, she was playing limited minutes early in the season. And I'll tell you what, she has earned her time and extra time in practice. She's moved up into, you know, really kind of our top 8 or 9. And last night, you know, hit a three, made a couple of nice passes, got to the rim and scored. I'm really happy for her and really proud of her. I think, you know, she has earned more and more time. So and she's tough. You know, she defends well. She's good on the board. She's got a nose for the ball and a real, IQ for the game. So I'm excited for, you know, the rest of the season for her.
Folks, he's Kelly Graves. Three games left before conference play begins. Starts 11 o'clock Sunday against Texas San Antonio here in town. Two games next week in your home state, part of the Trailblazer Classic. You can follow on Twitter. The handle is at GoDucksKG. Coach, always enjoy our chats. Good luck Sunday. Safe travels to St. George. And, of course, you and I will talk again soon.
Oh, you got it, buddy. Hey, and just a quick reminder, Sunday will be ugly sweater game. So
all right.
Do your part. We will do ours.
No, always a great tradition, Kelly. Always appreciate the time. Take it easy. Ugly sweater day at MKA on Sunday. All right, break time is here. We'll be back with more on this Friday edition, 95.3 The Score.